Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Edification and Well-Being. Here, your personal physical educator, Juan Baez. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting this podcast by listening to it. And if you've shared it before, well, thank you for that. I will keep asking. I haven't seen any reviews on Apple reviews or in iTunes, or, you know, haven't received any emails from anybody, but I will keep asking for that. Send me an email and let me know if you like the podcast. What do you like about the podcast? And if you don't like it, then why don't you like it? And that will be very interesting, interesting because it will give me insight, right? And in ways for me to improve or keep looking for information. And even if it's a very destructive criticism or a very rough one, and even if at the end it is up to me to decide whether I will accept that as something of use for me, I think, well, anyways, it'll be of use, right? It'll give me insight of what you, of the people who've listening, who is listening to this podcast. So please do that. Send me a review, hit like, hit share, and talk about the topics I share here with your friends and family. I think that is the ultimate way. If you find this podcast of value, please consider supporting this podcast either monetarily. There is there will be a link for that in the description. There is a donation button on my anchor.fm site. And another way for you to support this podcast by donation is donating research. I've been asking or mentioning that in the last couple of podcasts. Episodes. So if you have research, let's say research in the world of learning, in the world of physical education, fitness, or human movement and evolution, or psychology, education in general, anthropology, psychiatry, things like that, things that affect our things that have to do with our education and our well-being in general, you can share it with me. Send it to my email, quantum.fithealth@gmail.com. I will have that link for that on the description of this episode, and send it to me and I will really appreciate it. So, and that will be a great way. Another thing is that, remember, I'm always looking for interesting people to talk to, you can contact me via email or via social media. And if you would like to be a collaborator in the podcast, meaning that we're going to have a conversation, a very simple, you know, I would say organic conversation about the topics of health, fitness, or whatever it is that the field that you work, you can be a physicist, you know, and you can have some insight about how the learning of physics help, you know, the health of people or the future of people, and or how it could be applied to fitness programs or exercise and whatnot, then that is, of course, something that I'm looking for. You could be a psychologist, you could be a teacher, you could be anyone who works within those fields of education and health and well-being, or in any field that can be related to those fields. And hey, let's have a conversation. Of course, why not? Shoot me an email and let's make it happen. So consider supporting this podcast in those three ways, right? Either economically or monetarily, if you can. I will really appreciate it. That'll give me, you know, a little gas to go and interview people, or access to research and books and things like that to keep sharing information to you. Or you can share the research with me, or you can just talk with me here in the podcast. And that'll be very, very equally valuable for me. Okay, so today's episode, we're going back in time. Literally, we're going back to my first episode ever. What happens is that I started posting audio podcasts from my fifth episode. I think it was the fourth or the fifth episode and on. And the first couple of episodes, I just left them on my YouTube channel. Okay, and I started recording this podcast in YouTube. It was going to be a YouTube podcast too, but I don't know. I didn't like the quality of my video, and then my internet connection started lagging a little bit, and you know, it was sort of such a messy thing, and such it was a lot of work for me to, you know, editing and all subtracting audios versus videos and whatnot, I think with audio it's easier for me just sit down and record and it'll be, you know, and that's it. So anyways, my first episode ever is titled Reading Makes You Stronger, literally. That's the title of it. And it's about the importance of reading. I have always been a reader. I have always, well, not always, I will be really honest. I started reading pretty good, I would say, in 12th grade. But I've always been curious about learning things. And one of the best ways, to my understanding, to learn something is reading, right? Not necessarily the only way, but it is one way in which you really have to find a space away from the hectic world that we live. And you have to really sit down and concentrate on that and really understand. And you have to go back and forth to really, I'd say, make connections within the topics that you're reading and the concepts and the context and all of these things, and how you could relate that to your daily living and professional living and health, etc., and social life. So the title is Reading Makes You Stronger. I want to make a correction here that about something I mentioned in that episode or in this episode. That episode, well, it's both back and forth. And I mentioned something about higher education, right? About people who have higher education tend to live longer and be healthier than people who don't have higher education. What I mean by higher education, I'm not talking about schooling. I'm not talking about college. I'm not talking about continuing to go to university or getting certifications or whatever. I am talking about more about this, and perhaps I missed, I mentioned that incorrectly then. I'm talking about intellectual adaptation or physical adaptation. I mean by higher education when a person, no matter what, that person is always open to learn something new, to be inquisitive about things that they're curious, and to be, I would say, mentally, intellectually, and physically active in that search for new learning patterns, new knowledges, and new experiences and whatnot. So that's what I mean by higher education. Maybe I feel like I needed to correct that, because sometimes we hear the word higher education and we're thinking, well, you know, university and, you know, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, and doctorates and postdoctorates and whatnot. And I'm not necessarily talking about that. Hey, you got, for example, people who were extremely intelligent and healthy during the time they lived, although some of them, some people died from different conditions, right? But let's say, you know, like Steve Jobs, who he didn't finish, you know, his schooling process, I would say, and look, Apple's up, you know, and just like him, many other people, and who have been not just successful in business, but they have been successful in life in general, individually and then socially. That's what we're looking for, to be successful first individually and then socially. And money or business is not necessarily the definition of success. I think one of the bad things that this society have is that we are equating, I think if I'm saying it right, equating money and business with success. But success is just, you know, being able to accomplish whatever it is that you propose. That success, without necessarily giving a specific meaning, right? Either good or bad or whatnot. If you are able to do it and you're successful, perhaps I should make another episode on success and about the importance of not giving it one specific meaning and seeing it a more realistic way. Anyways, that may be later on. But anyways, that's what I meant by higher education. I mean intellectual and physical adaptation and social adaptation and spiritual adaptation and emotional adaptation, and just keep learning and learning and learning and growing, edifying as an individual so that you can develop well-being. Oh, there you go, from edification and well-being. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, but more than enjoy, I hope that it is of use and value to you. And again, before I come here, share this with your friends and family. Talk about it with them. Send me an email with your comments about what you think about this episode or about this podcast. And well, if you are a professional who want to talk with me, or if you, you know, let me know about you. let me know where you are. What do you do, and how either this podcast have helped or have brought insight to your life or anything. All right. So that's it for the introduction. Enjoy this episode, my first episode ever. Reading makes you stronger, literally. Enjoy. Hey, what's up, guys? Coach Juan here from Quantum Fit and Beyond Fitness. I'm here doing some research and writing a book that I'm writing. I decided to write a book on health and fitness and physical education and many other topics that affect these things. And I wanted to share with you a paragraph that I wrote on the first chapter. It's very important. And the reason I want to share it is because I think it is very important for everyone to understand. Okay. So one of the things I do is with my clients, fitness clients, personal training or coaching or sports training, is I'm always asking people to read. Okay, I'm always like sharing either posts on Facebook or documents, whether it's research and math from magazines or like peer reviewed papers and things like that, or quotes from books, and I'm always telling them, like, I mean, if you want to learn a little bit more about, let's say, nutrition, that I would say, hey, buy a book on nutrition, and not a book on a diet, but a book on general nutrition. So you learn all of the facts and the information is not biased by a specific towards a specific belief system. And most of the time, you know, the answer is, well, this is, you know, reading is boring. I don't like reading, et cetera, et cetera. But if you are one of these people that is looking to be healthier, all right, I think everyone wants to be healthier and last longer. I think everyone wants to last longer and to literally, I mean, physically build muscle mass in the head, then reading factual information is very important. Okay. And the paragraph that I want to share goes like this. Proper education creates not only thinking people, figuratively, and literally thinking people. From there, my proposition that everything that we experience in this world is physical education. Okay. It also creates executive function individuals that mostly make the right decisions. When they make wrong choices, they analyze, internalize, reason, and react and find solutions, which also applies to health and fitness. Right. Let's say that if you don't have good knowledge or the basic knowledge of nutrition, let's just say, then you don't know if you're really making the right choices or not. When you are biased or when you, you know, get sold into a specific diet, for example, then everything else will be the wrong choice. But that's not nutrition per se. Or same thing with exercises. Let's say you say that you like, I don't know, P90X, because that's what everyone does. That's not necessarily fitness. Those are exercises based on a belief system, a method for you to exercise and so on. And I'm not saying that it is necessarily bad. I'm just saying that it is just one way to see it. It is not the general view of fitness. So then everything else will be wrong. Okay. So it is very important to go like to this general information, and it goes with everything. And I'm always telling people, not necessarily fitness or information that is related to the contemporary way we see fitness, but I'm talking about, hey, read about psychology, read about science findings, read about history, read about self-help, for example, things that literally enrich your brain. Now, there has been findings that when you learn new things, when you read factual information, and when you process this information, you literally build muscle mass. I'm not kidding. Your brain gets stronger. They have done autopsies, for example, comparing people who were educated, college educated, for example, versus people who just finished high school and never did anything else educational wise. Their brains had different weight. People who had higher education, their brains weighted more. They were bigger brains. They had more neural pathways, synapses,
And these were people that had higher life expectancies. Let me continue with the paragraph. Okay, so even in minority populations of lower income, life expectancy is higher when they are better educated. And people with lower levels of education have lower expectancy. According to a paper published in the Agency of Healthcare Research and Quality of the United States Department of Health and Human Services in 2015, by 2011, the prevalence of diabetes, as just one example, had reached 15% for adults without high school education, compared with 7% for college graduates. Now, that's almost 50% different. And not necessarily in that, healthy choices when eating, more physical activity. People who, let's just say that when they went on a vacation to Europe, decided to walk more and hike more versus taking a little tour in a bus. People who were highly educated had better decisions or healthier decisions when it comes to their activities or preferred activities. So here it goes. I mean, if you really want to be healthier, live a little more, and build muscle mass, then I recommend reading. Okay. Now, it might be boring for many things. I'm not saying that this is one of the most entertaining thing. I consider myself sort of an intellectual, so I enjoy reading. I can't stop reading. But if you don't like it, then how about, let's just say that you're a little curious about psychology. Instead of buying a book on psychology, hey, pick up every now and then, pick up a copy of the Psychology Today magazine, or subscribe to their newsletter and, read a little bit about it. Same thing, go to the, American Nutrition Association and subscribe to their newsletters and every now and then you sit down and read whatever findings and research is there. And same thing with exercises. Subscribe to my blog, go to quantumfithealth.com and subscribe to my blog. I'm always sharing information and posting references about that. And read a little bit. And believe me that then your fitness will be better. It's not just about what we see. It's about what we are in general. All right. So that was it. I'm going to try and keep sharing things with you guys. Thank you for watching. Let me know about your comments about this, what you think about reading and information that you would like me to share with you in this group. So that way I can just keep doing research and so on. I've been writing this book for a couple of months now. And there is a lot of information to be shared, information that it's important, not necessarily about, body transformations and things like that, but information that it is vital for you to make better choices in your health. All right. So stay connected, stay tuned, share this with your friends and family, make comments and hit like, and we'll see you maybe next week. All right. Stay fit.